SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a Wednesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very busy show. Big football show for us tonight. Big football show as we've got Joe back in the mix, but we have some other things going on as well, including the MLB playoffs. Of course, it is October. Playoff baseball is here. In fact, these wild card series already two down, and they're like not even like 24, 36 hours old here, and we already have two teams chopped, sent home, and finished with the Orioles completely gutless against the Kansas City Royals. They're finished. The Houston Astros, what a shame. As they go home to the Detroit Tigers, we've got the Mets and the Brewers going on now, Padres and the Braves coming up soon. Hopefully we get at least one game three tomorrow, or are all four of these things going to be sweeps? We shall see here over the next few hours. So we got the baseball. I know it's not a lot of radars with the golfs in Mississippi tomorrow. We got the Sanderson Farms, and it is a big leasy field. I mean, you talk about guys. We went from having nobody last week in the President's Cup that would be on Joe's radar to now all the Joe names. David Skins in the field this week down in Jackson, Mississippi. But a big football show nonetheless. Mike Carver with you and joined as always by the encyclopedia of college football. The one, the only. Go! For that two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. I feel like it's been like weeks since I've been with you. It feels longer than what it has been. I mean, I was with you on Friday.
Do you really want me to comment on this, Joe, or not? Like, do you really want me to comment on it?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it is what it is. It's the way that the schedule is now. I mean, every time I work with you now, it feels like it's been a week since I've worked with you. So it's just not. We went from so much. You know, like we usually do, to now it feels like I never do anything with you. So even though it's Carver and Lisi, but we're back in the mix here tonight, Joe, and we have a lot going on. Hit for Tyrone Taylor here as the Mets are got a few guys on again here in the top of the second. Ooh. Joe, I know that unders are 5-1 so far in the Major League Baseball playoffs coming into this game, but the one over was this game last night, and I'm telling you, Joe, again, Him. The runs are going to pour in here with this Brewer-Met game. Already 1-1, top of the second. Mets have runners on the corners and one out. Let's go here, Joe. 7.5, I thought, was a very short number for Manaea and Montas being on the mound tonight. Let's go, Joe. Lots of runs tonight in Milwaukee.
All right, I can believe it, Carver. I tell you what, you know, I never saw an over I didn't like. So, and I did pick, what did I tell you when I was kicking myself? When I was with the syndicate on Monday night, I said I was talking about how I told you we should bet the Mets midseason. They were like, what, 50-1?
2-1.
There you go. 2-1. Pounded. Remember I said they could outscore anybody? And you're like, don't waste your money.
I'm going to let you know something, Joe. I did a little shopping before the games yesterday.
You're gutless. You took them, didn't you?
No. Well, I took a couple of exactas. So you know how much I like those exactas, which of course is, and you get some nice numbers on these. Now, the Tigers moved on today. They beat the Astros, so they're going to be facing Cleveland in the next round in the American League. Yeah. I got some long shot ones, Joe, for the exactas. Mets okay. to beat the Tigers in the World Series at 470-1. I got
you
it.
You see, like I would, and I know where you're going with that. You see, like the Mets have the hitting, the Tigers have the pitching. So you got, then they're both like 30-1.
I thought they were kind of the two teams that got in last. We saw this last year. Last year of the final four, three of those four teams played in the wild card round. The wild card teams get hot, Joe. New format.
Scoble.
3-1 Mets. 3-1 Mets. Let's go.
This is
here.
It. I'll tell you this what. Let me ask you this: they win, right? They play the Phillies, right? What do you think the series? What do you think the series is? Phillies for the series. Philadelphia minus 240.
Five gamer. I'd say more in the 180-200. I would say probably because the Mets are hot. Now I'll give you another one that I got. I got a good number on this on MGM. They did not update their Met numbers after they clinched the playoffs on Monday, and I caught them napping. All the other books had Yankees to beat Mets in the World Series at either 30 or 40-1. BetMGM on Tuesday morning still had it listed at 100-1. Okay, but Yankees to beat Mets. So I caught them napping a little bit with that one.
Now you know the TV networks and the commissioner's office are begging. For Yankees, Dodger, they're begging.
Oh,
for
I
Yankees.
Know. But
you know,
another
Ohtani.
Hit. There's a hit for Iglesias. Let's go here, Joe.
They're begging, right? Ohtani, Judge, give me that. Give me Ohtani, Judge for the World Series. We can market. We can make billions, not millions. We can make billions on that.
They would love it. The problem is, Joe, is the Dodger pitching going to get them there? See, that's the thing. That is the Dodger pitching good enough?
Let me ask you this, crazy. Just a crazy situation. Let's just say it's a five-game series coming up. 2-2, Dodgers backs against the wall. Pitching is absolutely exhausted. Okay, you hear me? You feeling me?
I'm listening.
Do they scrape out Ohtani onto the mound for a one-game situation?
Now, they have, over the last 2 months, there has been videos and photos of him pitching, ramping his arm back up. Dave Roberts has tried to make it clear that he's not pitching this year. And then in mid to late September, he made some kind of comment where he got off of no shot to, well, you know, anything. I don't think it's going to happen, but anything can happen. Now, I don't think it would be to start a game, Joe. But I think if they got him to the point, now think about this using him. If they got him to a point where he could be like a closer type, an inning at the end of the game, something like that, I think that they would take it.
I mean, I'm saying knowing that, like, next series, World Series on the line, knowing that Ohtani left the Angels to the Dodgers just so he could go to the series, right? It wasn't about stats.
He's never played a playoff game before. This is going to be his first playoff game on Saturday.
But that's my point. Backs against the wall. Bullpen drained. Ohtani, you want to talk about a Joe DiMaggio, Mickey Mantle. I mean, you name it. A Kirk Gibson type of, you know, Fernando Valenzuela. You want to talk about a perfect situation, Carver, to, like, just cement the legacy, and I know he's there already, first 50-50 guy. But you want to talk about Hall of Fame? They might bypass, like, what is it, 5 years they got to be done? Is that the NFL or is that baseball? 5 years with the they will put him into the Hall of Fame while he's active. Are you kidding me? They would put him into Hall of Fame next year, Manfred. No?
Well, look, relax with it. I know that. I know, Joe. Right. He hits and he pitches. All right?
They would carry him off on the field on a chariot. They would have the throne. I mean, it would be like, I mean, you name it.
Probably. All right, we'll come back, Joe. We got to start getting into some of this football as well. Carver and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Wednesday night on the grid. As Joe's back here, Mets Brewers 3-1 Mets, bottom of the second in Milwaukee, as they are looking to close out the Brewers and set up a date with the Phillies this weekend in Philadelphia. Of course, the Braves and the Padres are going to start in about 20 minutes from now. Game two out in San Diego. All right, Joe, a few things. Number one, I only quickly mentioned this last night because you tweeted about it, which means I felt that it was fair game for me to mention. So I don't know who it was, but Joe's picks weren't that bad this weekend. I'm not sure who got involved. Joe, I know that he went 4-0 in the NFL, and the college I know was a little spotty. But Joe, you know, you didn't have to go take your car from the front of your house with the picks this weekend. It wasn't that bad, Joe. They didn't have to go rob you as well, which is what unfortunately happened to you the other day.
Yeah. So I put out the crypto and the Mortadel special on college football today and went back to the well with FSU, and Gus Malzahn was absolutely, he kicked me right between the shoulders. So I got knocked around, right? So on Saturday, lost money, obviously. And to make it worse, I bought Georgia, I told you, on the money line. So I'm watching the game, and I buy Georgia on the money line when they're down 28. I had one sip of the drink when they were up 34-33, thinking I hit pay dirt. And then I had to pop the Tums when Ryan Williams was racing down the sideline. So no big deal. Sunday, you know, I hit a single game parlay. I was happy, right? The crypto over smash with Tampa Bay and the Eagles. So I go out for dinner on Sunday night. I Uber. I have a couple of drinks. I make no bones about it. I don't drink and drive. I get home at like 9 o'clock, 9:30 for the halftime of the Ravens-Bills game. Car's there. Monday morning, I wake up to go have a cup of coffee. I'm going to Dunkin' Donuts. I roll out of bed. I go outside the place. I look to the left. I look to the right. No car. I go, wait That's a minute awful. Now. So That's now what's it? I'm like, was I that smashed last night? I start recalibrating. Did I have that many drinks? Right? I'm like, did I Uber? I went to see my parents. Did I Uber? I'm starting to think. So now, Carver, I go into the space. I see the lock, right, to the door. Like, the lock is on the – I'm like, here we go. So I'm like, you know, you still don't know. I'm like, am I calling the cops or not? I walk around the development. Right? No car. I'm like, maybe somebody punked me. Call the cops and I'll make it even better. So I call from my town and I call and I'm like giving my address, and the dispatch for some girl goes like this. This isn't New Jersey. This is Connecticut. So I called the same town in Connecticut first as opposed to my town in New Jersey.
Wait a second. So you called the town of the same name in Connecticut. Why did you didn't the area code tip you off that you were calling the wrong place?
You know, I'm reeling now. The car's gone. I understand. So like I
all
hit
right.
the first
fair,
thing. It
fair,
goes straight
fair.
Straight to the thing. She goes, it happens all the time. So then I call. The cop comes. And, you know, you know, nice guys, great guys. And they found the car two hours later, like miles down the road.
How'd they find it, though?
They found it with no wheels on the ground, not even on crates. I mean, you know, and then today, you know, at the body shop, you know, the adjuster comes, everything else. Car doesn't even start. So God knows what happened. Fast and furious. This is it. Gone in 60 seconds. Eleanor. That's it. Where's Eleanor when you need him? I had Nick Cage stealing my car. Nick Cage, Eleanor, is going to race it down New Jersey Turnpike, and they left you
with no shoes, no tires. Unbelievable.
I'm thinking like this. Was it the Mortadel special? I mean, Gus Malzahn, trust me, cost me money too. It was, you know, what are you going to do? It happens, I guess. I don't know.
I guess.
But here's the clincher. You're going to, so I didn't think there was any, I didn't have a lot of valuables in the car. I had a gym bag.
Right.
But here is the kicker. I just found this out today. You ready?
Yeah.
So I gotta. They stole the Texas Tech Under Armour sneakers. So, you know, the Texas Red Raiders out of my gym bag. They took the softball bat and the gym bag that had the Joey McGuire sneakers in it.
Took the Red Raiders sneakers. Unbelievable.
Maybe they think the Red Raiders are hot. Maybe they're bing, bing, bing. You know,
maybe they're going to play them. Maybe they're going to play them now late Saturday night in Tucson against Arizona.
I think they could be alive and kicking. Not a good road team. They could be alive. 2-0 in the Big 12, baby.
You're right about that. Not a good road team. You said that very well. Not a good road team. That's for sure.
You know what I kept thinking about all weekend, too, is when you kept saying, I heard you put out the sprinkles about that Louisville game. Don't bet them. They didn't cover by a half, those mutts.
They sure didn't. Notre Dame with the win and the cover there in South Bend on Saturday. We'll come back, Joe. Me and you, obviously, because as we said at the top of the show, we haven't talked about anything so far that's happened in the last few days. So we'll do like we usually do on Wednesdays. We'll quickly run through a bunch of these games from college. I haven't even talked to you about this Georgia-Alabama game at all, what happened Saturday night. We'll have a few NFL things. Later on, we'll do the SGP for Atlanta and Tampa, and I've already heard the chirping.
It's a great game. Oh, with my chirping?
With no, Matias with the Falcons already. He's chirp.
Please.
I told him last night, Joe, I'm very upset. I know he only cares about winning. I was upset they didn't cover the 2.5 last week. That bothered me. I'm glad that they won or whatever for him, but they didn't send me to the window with a 2.5-point spread.
I told you, they're money burn.
They're a money burn.
That's all they are.
Harvard Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Harvard Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 3-1 Mets as they now play in the bottom of the third, I believe they're going to.
Oh, they were up 4-1. You said they got a hit. I thought they were up 4-1.
3-1, Joe, is the score. 3-1 is the score as they go to the bottom of the third. They're about to start in San Diego. I'm sure, Joe, you want to go up and away there, too? 6.5? I got to tell you, I know Fried and Musgrove, but
6.5.
6.5. Now, there hasn't been a lot of scoring in these games, Joe. Hasn't been a lot of scoring. But I think that we could find a couple runs tonight with the Braves and the Padres. Fried hasn't been as dominant as he's been as in the past. Musgrove, he's not super dominant. He's had a couple good starts in September, but I think we can get to 7, Joe, I feel like, in that game. It's possible.
All right.
Possible.
I mean, these maybe
they're
I'll
not
think
all
like,
going to go under, Joe. They're not all going to go under. All these playoff games, they're not all going to go under.
All right. You don't want to take big picture? I'd rather take futures.
Okay, we'll look at some of those in a little bit. And I'm watching the Tigers celebrate here and the Royals celebrate. Now, I'm going to say this to you, Joe. And I want to preface this with, I think that the Yankees can lose to the Royals. I think that the Yankees can lose to the Tigers. And I think the Yankees could lose to Cleveland. I feel like they could lose to any of them if they play them.
They can, but they own Cleveland. You know they own Cleveland. Come on.
Fine. But they could lose to – what I'm saying to you is they can lose to any of these teams. It would not stun me if the Yankees lost to any of them. But I will tell you this. If they do not make the World Series now, with Houston, the team that always beats them, out of the way, with Baltimore, who many thought was going to be also their biggest competition, out of the way, that is a bad job by them. Now, they can lose to these teams, but still, the big bad Yankees, whose payroll is probably equal to all three of those teams combined that are left out of the AL Central, the Yankees better find themselves in the World Series for the first time since 2009, Joe.
So let me ask you. Well, now you're dropping the hammer. There you go. You're dropping the hammer. So let me ask you this then, okay? Let me ask you this. If they don't, is this reason to get rid of Boone?
I would chop him if he doesn't make the World Series here.
But I'm saying, is this enough?
Now remember.
Is this the tipping point?
This is as clear a path to the World Series as they have ever had. They usually feast.
I'll put a cherry on top, not to cut you off. If the Dodgers get eliminated and they are
forget
not
about
in
the
World
other
Series.
Side.
No. Because that's even better. You have the best player in baseball and the team that really could belt you around on the National League side. That's out of it. If the Dodgers are out and they don't make it to the series, then you chop them.
Well, look, forget the NL. I'm talking about this just from one side of things here. The Yankees are now left in the American League with three teams that are mid-market teams that spend nowhere near as much as them in the AL Central, which traditionally in the playoffs they usually feast on, albeit they have lost to Cleveland here and there. They've also beaten Cleveland. It's been kind of mixed bag with that. But still, if they don't make it to the World Series, that is an awful job by them. But what I'm, you know, it's weird, Joe. I'm kind of playing both sides here. It also wouldn't stun me if they lost to these teams.
But that's why they haven't won a series since what, 2012? What was it? How many years has it been?
Well, they've made some ALC. They've made it to the ALCS a couple times. But
all right. But they haven't won a series.
They've lost to Houston a billion times in the ALCS. Three or four times they've lost to Houston.
They're 2 years ago with the Altuve home run or whatever it was. But
a few years ago with the buzzer. When he was wearing the buzzer going on.
When he was wearing the buzzer. But my point is they haven't won a World Series in 12 years, haven't they? Or am I wrong?
Well, they haven't won since 2000. They haven't been to or won a World Series since 2009. That was the last time they were in a World Series or won.
So
15 years. Talking 15 years since they've been there.
You got the best player in the AL.
And the two teams that were supposed to be your biggest problem both get picked off before they even have to play them. They better be there. If I were Boone, I'd be saying, I better make it to the World Series this year.
So, but let me ask you this. Do you feel that they're still built to manufacture runs? They did it for periods with the bunting and everything. This is all hands on deck now.
They're not built for any of that.
Yeah, I know that. But Kansas City and Detroit are, because they don't hit home runs.
Detroit is very dangerous with some of the things that they do right now. And they are hot, which usually plays in October. Carver Lee from Sports Grid Radio, back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a Wednesday night on the grid. All right, Joe, quickly, let's do some stuff here because I want to what a play by Lindor at short, but didn't quite get there. So first and second here, Joe, for the Brewers in the bottom of the third with one out. We'll see if they can get themselves back in the mix here with this. All right, I want to run through a bunch of these games, Joe, that me and you haven't got to talk about any of this stuff. All right, first of all, you mentioned Notre Dame. They covered, they won. I got to give you the credit here, Joe. Kentucky goes into Oxford and they beat Ole Miss 20-17. That was a blue collar game from them. That was gutless from Lane and Jackson Dart. I know Lane was belly aching afterwards. You know, you got to be able to put teams away, this and that. Suddenly, Joe, that 1-point win by Georgia on the road in Lexington doesn't look as bad when you see Kentucky go to Ole Miss and take care of business there against them. Nice win for them. And Stoops.
It is. You know, Stoops, great coach. You know, I mean, Texas A&M, depending upon how they play against Missouri, those fans ran Mark Stoops out of town, right? They didn't want Mark Stoops to take over that program. Now Olko takes it over, lost his first big game in regards to Notre Dame. We'll see if he can rebound this weekend. But yeah, Stoops is, you know, he's in a perfect situation. They are like one or two elite players away from like the tipping point. If they ever had like a Jalen Milroe, or they ever had like, you know, a Carson Beck, like an elite quarterback, they might be like that team. Their defense is good enough, I think, Carver, right? Think about who they've had in recent. Will Levis, Terry Wilson, Devin Leary as their quarterbacks. I mean, if they ever had like an elite one, then now they got Vandergriff. I mean, they get these like, you know, middle of the road quarterbacks.
it's not exactly a place for offensive talent to go. It's just that they never
Yes, it's a basketball school, although you can argue the football program has been more successful in regards to, you know, their you know, success on the field. But, I mean, they were a 10-win football team a couple of years ago. I mean, well, they got the money. They got the eye candy. I mean, you know, I would go to Lexington in a second if you gave me a bag of cash. I'd go there. I'd go there tomorrow. What do you want? What do you want? You want me to go, you know, and then you get the Kentucky Derby. You're not that far from that. I mean, come on, Churchill Downs. I mean, what more?
Not that far from that. Adames pops out with a couple on, so the Brewers get nothing there, Joe. They go to the fourth. Still 3-1, Mets leading Milwaukee. Michigan was cruising to a cover against Minnesota and then let the Gophers score 21 points in the fourth quarter. So gutless there by the maize and blue as they don't get the cover. They do get the You had Minnesota. Nice job there. This one burned both of us in different ways. Nice job by Gundy in Oklahoma State. Going into the little apple.
You know what's even worse?
I'll tell you one. Before you tell me what's even worse, because obviously you had Oklahoma State and they got smashed, just completely smashed. And I had the under, Joe, 58 and a half, whatever it was in that game. And it looked like it was cruise control fourth quarter. It was like, all right, everybody's going to run the clock out. We're going to get out of here. I'm going to live. And then Oklahoma State decides in the last 2 minutes, oh, let's go score a touchdown here. And yeah, you got to be kidding me. It cooked the under as well. Both of us get screwed in the little apple.
Well, how about this? I decided to back Ollie Gordon. He has 69 rushing yards in the first half. Okay? I started the ladder at 80. He finishes at 76. I had him at 80, 90, and a buck 10. How they went away from the run and they continue to put the football in this stiff's hands, Alan Bowman, that's a human turnover machine. I just don't understand. Like, feed Ollie Gordon 50 times in that game, and I understand that they were shutting him down, but they were running on predictable downs. Second and 10, they run Ollie Gordon. It's a running down. They run Ollie Gordon on the outside. The guy's 6'3", 240 pounds, run right up the gut. What are you trying to run him off tackle for? The guy can't get lateral. He doesn't run a 4.240. Get this guy north and south. I don't understand what we're doing here.
I don't understand either, Joe. They're finished.
They're not going to be part of the picks, but they own West Virginia. They own West Virginia. They won like,
I'm done with Oklahoma State. Gutless effort from Baylor at home as they got smashed early by BYU and then had to tease everybody late. Yeah. You think that they were going to come back and get it done. So
watch this. Yes. So we're doing I should have known. We're doing college football today, and I am Ben Stevens, put out this BYU is this late night covering machine. They're nocturnal. All they do is cover at night. During the day, they're like under 500 ATS, right? The bell went off. I should be buying BYU right now. All the systems, Baylor, all the shots, Baylor. From the West Coast to the East Coast, East Coast Syndicate to the West Coast, Baylor's to play. I'm like, I should just buy BYU. Instead of taking BYU, I took the guy Retzloff, over 200 passing yards. Retzloff. Don't get me started. Retzloff, the quarterback.
How about Cignetti? Again, 42-28, big over, big cover. Indiana, one of four teams, Joe, in college football who have not trailed in a game this year. Wow. I saw that today. I saw McMurphy tweet that out. Army, Indiana, Tennessee, and Texas. Only four teams that have not trailed in a game all year long. Cignetti's done a fantastic job. Yeah.
Indiana, Duke, great futures calls by you. Great calls, Cignetti. But
Duke.
I'll just tell you this now. Tread lightly with Cignetti this week. They're trying to become bowl eligible.
Nope.
Northwestern coming out of a
bye
week.
Smash City. Smash City.
I recommend you don't play it this week. I'm just saying, a little birdie told me. I recommend you don't play it this week.
Like they've done a few times already this year, they'll get the over by themselves against Northwestern.
You're confident the over by on themselves. That, huh? You're confident on that. Be careful.
They're in the mix.
Look at me. Be careful. I'm telling you. I'm warning you.
I gave you the be careful with Notre Dame last week. Be careful. Be careful. Let me, how about that loser on Auburn? What was he doing throwing the football in that fourth quarter, Joe?
Auburn.
They should have beat Oklahoma.
Now,
listen, I'm glad Oklahoma won. But,
me
Joe,
too.
Auburn should have won that game. That was an awful job by Auburn.
This guy, let me tell you something. I'm telling you this right now. He's dead man walking, I think. This is Brian Harsin 2.0.
He's fighting with the media, too. He's got all kinds of problems.
Yeah, this is a train wreck heading into Athens. They're minus 11 in turnover margin. It's week number 6. They haven't won the turnover. They're minus 11 in turnover margin. Human turnover machines. Peyton Thorne and Hank Brown. This guy, Peyton Thorne, sucks. They rolled him out there. He should be playing in a high school team. You got to be kidding me, man.
Texas A&M beat Arkansas 21-17. Arkansas.
That's a gutty team, though. That Arkansas team, anytime they catch very points. Gutty. They didn't win, but they got the cover. That's a gutty effort out of Pittman.
It is. What else do I got? How about Colorado, too? You mentioned UCF got smashed. I didn't think they could go on the road. I thought maybe they could hang around in the game. They smashed UCF in that game on Saturday.
Terrible
smashed
effort by Miles on. Yeah, credit Travis Hunter, Dion, great job all around. That was a great job. And I'll just say this about Auburn. Maybe Hugh Freeze should go back to the hospital bed. He lost that game when he coached Liberty from the hospital bed. Did he win or lose?
I don't remember.
Remember him?
I don't remember, Joe. I remember him way up there in the bed, up in the top of the stadium.
What did he have? Kidney
enough.
Stones that time? What did he have? He had kidney stones?
I don't know. I don't know what he had, Joe, to be fair. Clemson beat Stanford 40-14. So Stanford hung around for a little bit in that game. And then Clemson took it over in the second half. No problems there. All right, I got a couple others, including Georgia, Alabama, I want to talk about. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Wednesday night. Still 3-1, Joe. Mets lead the Brewers top four. The Mets do have a runner on second and one out with Alvarez at the plate, as he now strikes out, so make it two outs. And the Braves push a run across in the top of the first, Joe, as a sac fly by Ozuna. So 1-0 Atlanta. They go to the bottom of the first in San Diego for that one. Okay, few others. Let's just do this now. Georgia-Alabama, Joe. Unbelievable game. It was actually a game, Joe, where you almost, I think a lot of people probably tuned out at the half, right? Because Alabama just came out and smashed them in the first half, and it looked like Georgia didn't even belong on the field with them. And then sure enough, Georgia just starts chipping away, chipping away, chipping away. You have yourself a game, and you end up with this classic finish. But man, Joe, like even a couple of those touchdowns, the Georgia touchdown that put them ahead, and the Williams touchdown by Alabama, like those are plays that like these top defenses should not be allowing. I mean, you gotta be kidding me there with some of those long touchdowns that they were having at the end of that game.
You think they were just gassed from the emotion? Like the
maybe
ebbs and flows of that game had to be like crazy, right? I mean, like you're up 28-0. You think you're gonna beat down the number two team in the country by like 50. And then all of a sudden, your offense can't do anything in the second half. Like all of a sudden, Milrow looked like they put kryptonite around his neck, right? looked like Lex Luthor was like, lurking on the sidelines for Kalen DeBoer. Did you see Nick Saban? Nick Saban was hoping, I thought, that like DeBoer that would lose that game, so like he could rip him a new one, right? Like, he was just sitting there and watching and watching. Wouldn't happen to me. Wouldn't happen to me.
I don't know if it would have went that way. Listen, it is what it is, Joe. I mean, the game got out of hand. I thought that Beck was awful in the first half for Georgia, and he cleaned it up a little bit in the second half, obviously, to get them back and have them the lead. But, you know, I think that for once, and I usually don't subscribe to your thoughts about how the 12-team playoff will ruin the regular season of college football. But I guess you kind of walked away from that game going, yeah, well, they're both going to be in the playoff anyway, right? Like, I guess that's kind of walked away from it with that feeling. Like, they're both so good that even though Georgia lost it, as long as they take care of their business the rest of the way, they're still going to be in the playoff. Whereas you could make a case when it was still four that could have been a substantial loss for them. But now it's really not, now that it's 12.
Right. Like, you want to see Georgia with the pressure, right? They, like, all they know is, like, you know, just take care of business and don't lose two games. And even if they do lose two games, they might still have an at-large bid, right? So, I mean, that's the thing right now. You know,
It doesn't leave him a lot of margin for error, though, Joe. You got to remember that, too. Like, you know, they still have a couple games on their schedule, including one. They go to Texas,
Tennessee.
Right, Joe?
Well, they got
Texas
Tennessee.
And Tennessee.
Yeah.
Well, they have Texas
as
well.
On the road in Texas.
You know, I don't know if, depending on how everything shakes out, two losses might not be a guarantee. If they lose another game, it's not a guarantee.
Let me ask you a question. No, you're right, and I have to get your take. I have always said that if you have an undefeated armed forces team, I want them in the college football playoff. I would love to see a triple option team go up against the likes of Alabama, Michigan, Ohio State in a one-game scenario. We got to get one of these teams in. They have to win the conference. They have to. They have to, Carver.
I think if one of them was undefeated, and you know they're all in conferences now. Army and Navy are both in the American, and Air Force is in the Mountain West. Let's just say Army, who is one of those four teams I mentioned before that hasn't trailed in a game yet this year. I think if they were undefeated and won the American. And what if there's no other undefeated G5 teams, right, Joe? I mean, there's a very good chance they could be in there. I think they got to be undefeated for it to be even a discussion. Now, what does that happen with that, Joe, with the Army-Navy game? How does that, because don't they, when do they announce the playoff as opposed to when the Army-Navy game is? Isn't it always the week after?
Yeah.
The Army-Navy game?
Right? But I don't think it is.
How does that work?
But wait,
they
a
had
minute.
To change
I don't
it.
Think
You're
it
right.
is this year. Hang on. Week 16.
No, it's December the 14th. It's December 14th. Isn't that the same Saturday as the playoff? Or the playoff's the 21st? My apologies. But that's the same Saturday as the celebration and the Camellia Bowl. Same Saturday
yeah,
as those
two games.
Yeah,
but they make the announcement on the 8th.
Right. The first round playoff games are the 20th and the 21st. 20th and the 21st are the playoff games.
How are you going to do
it's
that?
It's an interesting thing, Joe. They want to always leave that Army-Navy game out, but if you ever want them, now that they're in conferences and stuff like that, if they ever want to make the playoff, they would have to consider moving that game up if they were serious about putting them in a playoff. You can't put them in a playoff and then lose to Navy in the Army-Navy game because then you don't deserve to be in the playoff. Joe, this is all nonsense anyway because they're going to lose between now and then. It doesn't matter.
They're not going to lose. They don't. Did you see their schedule?
You're going to make me look at the Army-Navy schedule now.
Yeah, I'll give you Navy's schedule. Air Force,
Army's got
Charlotte,
Tulsa,
Notre
UAV.
Dame.
Yeah. Oh, they're both going to lose to Notre Dame. Come on. They both lose to Notre Dame.
Carver.
Come on, Joe. And Army's not going to get out of all these games. Air Force, East Carolina. One of these teams in the American is going to trip them up. They're not going to be undefeated. It's not going to matter. Not going to matter, Joe. Come on. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Come back. A lot more to do on the grid right after.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you. 3-1 Mets, bottom four. And Joe, the Padres loaded the bases in the bottom of the first with nobody out. Machado struck out.
Yeah.
I missed who came up after him. I think it might have been Merrill, grounded out to first, and they threw it home to get the force at home. So now bases loaded, two out, and Fried's looking to get out of a bases loaded, no out jam with Bogarts up at the plate. So a chance to get some runs here for this over. Is about to fall by the wayside unless Bogarts can come up with a big hit for San Diego, as he's sitting in an 0-2 hole right now. And I'm about to see what happens with him here, Joe. Let's see the big pitch. And he grounds out to short. So, wow. Unbelievable, Joe. Bases loaded, nobody out, and you can't get anybody in the bottom half of the first. And they might look at this play at second, Joe. This is close. They're going to review the play at second. It's possible he got in there before the throw. They're reviewing it. He's there, Joe. He's going to be safe at second, I think. So they might get one run here.
All right, good.
We need it. So let's hope that happens. One or two other things. Number one, I know it was Friday night, but what did you think of the end of the Miami-Virginia Tech game? I have not heard your take on that.
You know what I think. Here's the problem. I understand that.
Go ahead.
Wait. You make that ruling on the ground that it's a touchdown.
Can't overturn it.
You can't overturn it because there's not conclusive video evidence. It looks like he originally secures the ball when they hit the ground, and then simultaneously the kid rips it apart. So I don't know. If you can't see the ball clearly, you can't make that judgment. And I know it sounds crazy, but that goes to the ref on the field, right? He calls it a touchdown, and it's got to stand that way because of the angles of you can't see the ball clearly. Am I wrong?
I thought that their call on the field was bizarre. But I thought that whatever they called on the field, I thought was going to be very difficult to overturn. I thought that's kind of where I was at with that. And with how long it took and with how weird it looked, it almost looked like, Joe, they got the call. It's almost like Jim Phillips picked up the phone and said, we got undefeated Miami here. We can't have them losing to Virginia Tech. In late September, we're going to have to overturn this and make sure that we keep Miami undefeated because that's what's good for ACC business right now. Okay, bye. And hung up. That's honestly kind of how it felt like it went down.
If Clemson was undefeated, you'd be like, all right, you know, we could, like, they have no undefeated teams. And while they do, they have Pitt and they have Duke, but realistically, Duke. Out of the Nate Diaz, you made the call. Malik
Diaz,
Murphy. I told you they were going to. Just remember something, Joe.
I said
Dave Brown.
Okay,
you did.
I said it.
I gave you credit.
By,
don't
scraping by in these games. By the way, 21-20 against North Carolina.
They trailed that game 20-0. North Carolina had won 5 straight in that series by 15.2 points per game. But I said it. You know, North Carolina had Sam Howell, Drake May. They always had the quarterback advantage. Not in this game. Not with Criswell, their third stringer. Yeah.
Not this time. Not this time, Joe. Now, I will tell you, they did not overturn that play at second base with Merrill. So
what?
No, they did not. So the Braves are hitting in the top of the second, 1-0. They lead the Padres here. Ortiz is up for the Brewers. Everyone's going nuts. Full count here for Manaea. Man on first, two out, as they're looking to be involved. Try to get a couple runs back against the Metsies. All right, this week, obviously Friday night, Joe, we'll go through all the games. And I know you hate when I say this. I don't think it's a great week in terms of marquee NFL games No, for college. I don't. We'll do the NFL like that. I don't think there's a. It's a great week with it's marquee right. games. It I know. Great. I know. It next great. Week, everybody's all tuned up for next week, which is Oregon, Ohio State, Penn State, USC, Texas, Oklahoma, Ole Miss, LSU, him. Like next week's heavy hitters club, Joe. I understand that. This is kind of a week you just got to get through.
Games aren't that bad. If the SEC has
there's
some
not
good
the
ones,
one game that's there's not the one game that sticks out that you say I gotta see that game. There's not one of those games this week. There's not. It's not. Yeah. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back on the grid right after this.